Hello, beautiful people. So, yeah, it's been a minute before, since Tango. It's been a minute since I was here, man. Izeni manze, I'm so sorry. I will try. I have been trying. Manze, last time I did an episode here with my friends and I didn't end up publishing it. I've actually published it right now before I started like recording this because it was there and I'm like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, I had this. Anyway, I'm so sorry. I apologize every time I'm on this platform. This is a toxic relationship, guys. They're so toxic. So yeah, today with me is my beautiful friend here.
Hi guys. Oh, I'm Terry today. Sijui
Can you kashai?
niambie. Siko shy at all. I
Nini?
don't know what to say. Am I supposed to be like welcome to the podcast? Or I'm supposed to be like I'm new here?
It's
Like,
not your first time here. See, you are
yeah,
in.
oh hi guys, we are back again.
Yeah. We're back
And
again.
stay tuned.
Yeah, so today our topic is Netflix has released this show. We love it. We loved it in season one.
Yeah, everybody
We,
knows it.
yeah, everybody knows it. Yeah, it represents Africa. It represents fame. It represents richness. Young rich
Wanafanana
and
richness.
it's supposed to.
Ni
Young
young, famous,
rich.
and Africa.
No,
Ayawafangi rich, imagine.
rich. It has the rich.
It doesn't.
It has.
It's called young, famous, and African. Where is that rich
No.
fitting? Unafili yangi kwa hapo,
Young,
na famous, you're
rich.
sure it's there.
Yeah, young, rich,
Rich, are
and
you sure?
famous.
Young, rich, and famous, and African.
Young, rich, and famous Africa.
You're tripping, girl.
Ebu, we Google right now. I'm the one who's tripping, guys.
Yeah, you're tripping. Let me tell you. Akwangi na rich. Hata me shocked me niko. I thought they
No,
were
no,
rich.
no, no, no. It can't
Netflix.
be.
Nika si tunai confused. Acha nikwambie vile inaitwa. Ni young, famous, and African. Let's confirm
I
kwa
miss
mimi.
I
Wewe kwa
still
nini
believe
imagine iko na rich?
kwa sababu ilikuwa na Rachel kwa season one.
Young. Unaona vile inaitwa young, famous, and African?
Ebu tuone vile posta imeandikwa hata. Ola ina rich.
Aina rich, imagine. It doesn't have rich. They are young, they are famous, and they are African.
That
Kumbe
is
we can go.
so
But we don't have the
Mandela
famous kind.
effect on that's a Mandela effect.
I know my siblings were telling me in December about the Mandela effect, and I was asking them what's that about. They were telling me it's about ati watu wengine wana imagine Mandela died in prison and others.
Yeah, like what our Jwangi theory of Mandela was alive, like ukuva 2000s. Watu wanafikiringi Mandela is dead. Watu wale si Africans, ndo maana ni Mandela effect to them. So if sa vitu zinakwanga na such a contradiction, zikaanzanga kuitwa
The
Mandela
Mandela
effect.
effect.
Because
Oh.
if there's something you're sure you
Yeah,
know, then you come and
ati
discover.
old people say that Nini Mandela was never Nini never came from prison. Ulisoma hiyo story?
Yeah, but
Ati Mandela kutokanga prison, ati alikufanga prison, then they released the decoy.
nasikianga hiyo story but
Ujana,
who are we manze? Okay, so young, famous, and African guys. I didn't know it didn't have that rich, but I'm sorry, I'm
yeah.
sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Why did I assume that?
Because they
They
look
tried,
in the
no,
movie.
they don't look. I guess they tried to portray that in season one.
Even season two, all reality shows portray luxury and all realities.
Ujapatana na nini?
Nika
That
kuna
is
reality.
housewives of households of
Kangware.
Kawangware.
Iyo si
And the
reality.
reality show. What do you
It's
mean?
not a
That's
reality show. It's
reality.
a TV
That's
series.
a reality show. Nangi wake ongea hivi kando kando anakuja anasema maneno kando
Sini
kando.
jude, sini,
No.
sini movie.
No.
Ebeza
Movie ni
yo
wewe.
shita.
That's the OG. You did it in 2020 after I've done it. Chelsea, come on now.
You Real Housewives, ni kujua audience.
Yeah. So guys, we have deviated kidogo, but sawa. So we are talking about Young, Famous and African. It just, season 2 just came out. And we have a lot to say. Let me first put it out there.
No, we were supposed to talk about what we think about men who are 40 and
30. Yeah, see, 30. We are getting there.
Okay.
For this Young, Famous, Young and Africa, they are these young men.
They're not young. They're young, yeah.
They are these young men who are 50-year-old. Yeah, this 50-year-old young man.
Yeah, I know there are these young men in that Famous and Africa
reality. And oh my God. Tell me why 40-year-olds are triggering me.
Me too. I thought they were older. They were, you know, you live in this imagination of 40-year-olds are better. 35-year-olds are matured and better.
They have their life.
But then you listen to these guys and they're like, oh my God.
How much expectations do we give men?
How much you expect by the time someone is 40?
Watu watuambiangi ukweli. Now this is the truth.
Iyo ndio ukweli because these are literally 4 different men. Yeah, kuna mwenye ako under 30. Apo si the youngest is 30.
Yeah.
But the 30-year-old is honestly, that's where a 22-year-old should be. The 40-year-olds, that's where the 25-year-olds should be.
Is on those standards.
Is on those standards. Tunakwanga tumewapea standards. Tuna imagine sijui watu wako 40 wanarizonaje.
Kumbe. I was talking about standards. Because, you know, where I am right now, I am not even, inakwanga, late 20s.
Not even quarter century yet. That's it.
You see, na miaka zile mimi ni kodazo huku chini, huku like izima 20 something. Where I want my relationship to be right now is where that 40-year-old man wants his relationship to be. I'm like, what? So now I should be dating a 40-year-old man.
But
I thought,
nimeona wakai hata wa baba.
Yeah, wakai wa baba, but sasa ninahurumia mimi at 30.
Na mimi nahurumia those 40-year-olds that are dating 35-year-olds, but yani niko, okay, what is going on? You're a 35-year-old woman. What are you saying with this 40-year-old man? Because mimi, I'm very young na naona vile wa meni. And since iko, what's happening in the 30s? Ukwenyewe, I understand how women wanasema ati when you're 30, sijui you unakosa a man to marry you. Because those men are absent.
And they're absurd.
Yeah, men are there,
men are
but...
so absurd.
Oh,
here.
My God.
Listening to those men, I'm like,
are they my age?
Yeah, I even say yes, but you see, someone like Naked, good thing they are like they're vocal about it, and that is why I ask, like, you see, when you're in your size where you are, and then you meet, they are called what, bachelors, late bachelor,
nini, senior
bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a senior bachelor ni mtu wa kuogopa sana.
We thought
hadi
so.
Akwe senior bachelor.
Clearly, hako anajua kenye anataka ni sahi anataka sijui FWB. Seriously.
Kumbe.
It's like, but me niko na theory. It's like these men, when they're in their 20s, they start making money and all. They're still in that stage where they're seeking affirmation from women. So by the time they're 14, though, amefika stage yenye, they know they're individual human beings and it's okay to be the way they are. Hawa need affirmation anymore. Ndio wako sasa stage yenye, dem ako 25 wako.
So life starts at 40.
For men,
life starts at 40. Now me, if you're for women.
I know, Solea na nani.
Hey, manze.
Because, Cassie, imagine, kama those are 40-year-olds, you can imagine our age mates what kind of bullshit they be talking about.
Oh, God. Oh my goodness.
I know. Imagine, Sisi, our age mates, you can add on top of it, don't even have money yet. God. Like, the future of relationships is not bright.
It's not.
Because Jesus,
hey, these if people, you are in a relationship, Ebuka, this
like nangalia naked na andile, nangalia naked na andile, and I'm like, those are the guys I would want to date right now because I don't want anything serious. But they are 40. I'm like, okay, so when I'm 30, who am I supposed to go for?
A 70-year-old man. A dying man a dying to leave man. You money and property and... Yeah, riches and you to be told you marry for rich.
Yeah, at least you'll be successful.
Men at 40 want girls at 20.
They don't even want girls at 20. Wakona
akili zimetoshana.
Si unaona wakona demu wenye ako 29, 30 na bado unaona vile this girl is not right for him. Uyo ni mkubwa. They need... girls who are 20, yeah. They don't go for those. They think they are mature. They go, seriously, so you and Dili alikuwa anadai zari. Uko like, what the fuck? And why are you even giving him a chance, like as a 37-year-old or whatever? Why are you even talking to this guy and thinking you could be anything with that kind of guy? Oh my God, like Minko. Mimi naona already the red flags and I'm thinking. But maybe when you're older as a woman, you start having priorities on the things you want. So vitu zingine kama hizo maybe as a matter. How would you know?
Yeah. Maybe there's that.
So inabidu chagwe tu hao wenye wako na hizo maneno.
Aki my God, look at me. Nianze basi kuteseka na wangu saizi.
Me too. I'm like, send me some naked. Me ata ningeko yo keili siulizi siji what are we? My God.
Mi niko tuna flow ku flow.
Kani mi nataka kuolewa.
Yeah,
I'm just like, uyu naked anafanga lia yanga.
Yeah.
Please, ache kuestia keili time. I feel like keili is in a place naked. Where she wants some.
Terry's I'm Instagram single. I'm is... single.
And I come with the best.
Funny.
Naked Ajik Swahili. I know. So, Emma, those niggas, Ebu, I feel like those naked in young, famous, and African should just come back to uni to find girls there. Because, you'll be happier. Those girls will be happier. You're in the same mindset and stuff. You're in the same page. No one's gonna tell no one about getting married, and once you're in the stage of getting married, just leave that other one who's not ready. Go on with your life, get married. Honestly, those guys, imagine I own your mabuya wako 40, 41. Seriously,
do better, men, do better. And you'll do better, because what the fuck?
Sina I bachelor's know. I'm a when you are on a families are different. You know, these guys are bachelors and they're not married. So maybe they're not the typical 40-year-olds. Because 40-year-olds are Kenyans. Yeah, they have kids. Billy, they have kids. God, all of them. Eh, wako na watoto. Imagine.
Four kids.
And you know they were married before.
Yeah. Hey. I thought overdo my pins.
Na ni kama walioa akiwa so young.
Yeah.
No wonder wako kwa hizo stage sai. Sai ndio wameanza kuenjoy maisha.
So don't marry young, guys. That is the lesson of the day. Don't marry young.
Yeah, marrying young utakuwa tu kama vijana with just two baby, seven baby mamas. The male species, yani do better guys, because I ukunje points hamna, you don't have at all, yani no, we can't live with you on this earth when you have those manners.
Manze, male community. Ujua hizo miaka ndo pia za Andrew Kibe.
No.
Andrew Kibe ame travel maze. Aishi hata Africa. Niko you go and just grow with nonsense and yani what? Maybe baby can. I can't. Ni kama hey. I love you keep expecting maybe African men do wako hivyo. Then you see white men na bado wako na hizo same problems. Niko maze mhame mwende maz. Just move.
Tokeni mtu wache.
Because atuwezi acha.
Tumewakata.
Alafu, those men are supposed to be the leaders. They are supposed to be ati decision makers. They are supposed to be. Wamepatiwa so much credit na society. Manze. Honestly, women should run the world because guys are not true. Ebu mnyanganyo yo superiority mmekewa.
Na mkae uko mas mfikiri hizo maneno. Mkae kila mtu ajite kamkutano.
I know, hata ajita kamkutano. Mena so shallow. Atena uko ongele ujinga the entire mkutano ya mas. Na me transport you to another planet for heaven's sake. Watenda uko, they'll talk about football. They'll talk about good booty. They'll talk about games. Easy video games, nothing serious. They'll talk about most nonsensical of things. Watarudia wajaifikiria kenye mli watuma wafikiria.
Au tu si wakutumwa kurudi, ni wakuishi.
Ni wakutumwa wakuwaende wako extinct. Waishi uko together cause, hey guys. No.
Do better.
Imagine men wameamua wana our triad, we've gotten to a place where, I know equity and all, but squeeze yadi. Some households, women, your providers, na bado yu man, anataka askike, na masculinity yake, ikwe protected, na you aren't bringing anything to the table. Ata nisianze kuongea, mimi staki kutusiwa na Andrew Kife.
Men do better, yeah. You know the main lesson of the day. Men do better. 40 years old.
Those are 40 years old. Sidani wakiwa 50, they'll be much different.
Manzi.
Na naget kwa nini Andrew Kibe anaongeanga hizo vitu juu. Ni kama yue jiaoni ya kuongea hizo vitu. Sindo?
Ni kama.
Yeah. We understand you need 20 more years to grow up.
Meet you at 70, baby. Because
imagine, you guys aren't trying.
Yeah, so guys, that was it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Kaweni kijana uliko nasikiza na kufika mwisho, shauri yako. Kwa ulifika mwisho, do better. Yeah. So Musha and Terry says bye.